Hello, and welcome to this half hour with Rallet's Baptist Church. My name is Brother Dwayne Cook, and I'm pastor here at Rallet's, and I'd like to invite you and your family to come join us every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for our Sunday school program, or every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for our worship service, or maybe you could come join us on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our weekly Bible study. We've just been having tremendous Bible study on Wednesday evenings. We've been discussing a lot about what the Lord had to say about the end of time and about how that we might know when it's coming and how a lot of the truths. You know, a lot of folks are deceived about some of the many, many different rumors that go around about the end times. And we really want to go based upon what Christ said. And so you come join us at any of those functions. We'd be glad to have you, be glad to be able to serve your family. But if you are not attending at Rallet's, I want you to know that you need to be in church somewhere. It doesn't matter if it's here at Rallet's, it might be anywhere, but you need to be in a church where you can feel comfortable and where you can serve, where you can feel free to serve. And I certainly hope you do that. I want to encourage you to find a good church home. I'd like to take just a minute, if I could, to wish happy birthday to several of our folks here from Rallet's. I first of all want to wish happy birthday to Mr. Bob Hemingway on September the 1st, Ricky Huff on September the 1st, Mark Pritchard, probably 106 or 7, but I want to wish him happy birthday on September the 2nd, Michelle Richardson, I know how old she is, and I will not say, but Michelle's birthday is September the 3rd, and then Matthew and Megan Isaacs, those wonderful twins of the Isaacs family, also sharing a birthday on September the 3rd. We thank God for those wonderful members at Rallet's, and we've been praying for them. And if you see them out, be sure to tell them happy birthday. Got a special guest for us today. One of our deacons here at Rallet's, Brother A.J. Wilson, is going to share a message with us. Brother A.J. is a man that is a deep thinker. He believes in the Word of God as the entirety of it all as being true. And I'm so blessed to be able to have a man like this in a congregation. And A.J., I asked him if he would share a message with us today, and he said he'd be more than glad to do that. So I want to invite Brother A.J., if he would, just to come now.
Thank you, Dwayne, and thank you for allowing me to take just a little bit of time in your day to open up the Lord's scriptures for you today. And today I just want to kind of ask the question, what does it mean to be Christian? And headed towards that point, I have a question. I said, what is in a good name? A good name in the community, a good name to your family. A good name is very important to have for anybody. We work very hard to build up a good name. It's helpful in our relationships. It's helpful to try to find new work. It's helpful to in all sorts of situations. And sometimes it's very hard to build a good reputation, but it's very easy to tear it down. And we always work to build up that good name. Oftentimes, you could walk up to a group of people, and they might be talking, and you hear a name come up. And oftentimes, you either see good reactions to that name, and sometimes you have bad reactions to that name when it comes up. Oftentimes that name, it goes out ahead of us. You may not be in the room, but when your name comes up, do people have a reaction to your name? I hope it's a good reaction. I hope you built a good reputation in the community. I just want to look at this ability for us to build a good name, and specifically here in our church. In the church, we usually are going to consider that our name would be synonymous with our testimony. And we, of course, want to have a good testimony within our church and within our community. And as a church, we want each of our individual members to have a good testimony, because the sum of all of those individual testimonies add up to that of the church. And so our church testimony is made up of the individual, and then each of our individual churches make up a corporate or a whole testimony for Christianity as a whole. If Rallet's Baptist Church goes out here And we make a bad name through our church. It doesn't just affect Raleigh Baptist Church, but it also affects any church around here. It affects any church that might try to reach somebody in the future, because they might say, well, I had this experience with that Raleigh Baptist Church, and it wasn't a good one. And so now I don't know what I should do with this other church that's trying to reach me. So I want us to look at our individual testimonies and our individual name and see how that affects all of the churches around us and Christianity as a whole. And, of course, Christianity is Jesus Christ's reputation itself. And we certainly don't want to be a drag on Jesus Christ's reputation. As I said a few moments ago, when we go and try to minister to somebody, if we leave a bad reputation, it'll affect somebody else. And then if another church has left a bad reputation, then that may affect us when we go out and try to minister. The thing is we can't control what somebody else does, and we can't control what another church, how they seek to minister to people. So what we have to do is just watch our own and make sure that we put forth the best effort, the best name, and the best actions for Jesus Christ so that we reflect well for Him. One last thing before we get to our scripture is I think we need to be careful sometimes what we label as Christian. We might hear some speech given by some national leader, and it may mention the Bible, it may mention some good thoughts, and we can say, boy, that was a great Christian message, but there may be some things in that message that have nothing to do with Jesus Christ and His gospel message, and we may know what we meant when we said that was a good Christian message, but somebody else, either a weaker brother or a lost person, may not know. And so if we label something as Christian, I believe we need to be very careful about what we do that, not to mislead others. What brings this up to my mind is there was recently a large political gathering, and there was a speaker, and he did present very good point. He was a very conservative speaker, and there were many Christians to get up and say, man, yes, that's what we need. We need a revival in the church, and this guy's going to bring it. And this gentleman happens to be a Mormon, and he didn't present anything that would be outside of the Mormon faith. So it troubles me to have Bible believing and Christians to label this message, which was not really a gospel or Christian message, to be labeled as Christian. So that's what brings this point up today. And so now let's look to the Bible, because we always want to look at our Bible to get our direction for how we should address the subject. And today we're going to look at Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 26. Once again, that's Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 26. And this is kind of a transition spot here in the book of Acts. A lot in the first 10 chapters and the first part of chapter 11 here had to deal with Peter and the apostles as they begin and leave from being with Jesus. And now, after we read this passage, it kind of passes the torch on to Paul. The majority of the rest of the book of Acts deals with Paul. But he's yet to go out on his missionary journey yet. So let's take a look at the scripture and see what it is that Mr. Luke wrote for us. So beginning with verse 19, God's word says, "Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. Just stop there for a second, and, you know, persecution of Stephen and the people that traveled around with Stephen, you know, at the time it was an awful thing. You wouldn't have wanted to be one of those Christians, but man, isn't it great that it happened. And you may wonder why I say that, but if that hadn't happened, then the believers wouldn't have been spread out, and the gospel message might have just stayed in just one little area and not stretched out to the ends of the earth. And we continue to reach out, but it starts right here when that persecution spread out the believers. So let's go on with the passage. Verse 20 says, "And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord." Friends, that's us. The Grecians, those aren't the Jews. Those aren't, you know, the Old Testament chosen people of God. That's you and me, friend. The Grecians, the Gentiles. And if these men hadn't run out, once again, we wouldn't have the gospel message we have today. So now, verse 22, this is kind of where we really get into the meat of what we're going to talk about. We have, "Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem." Tidings, these were small bits and pieces of a message, and this is a reputation. These are the things reputations are made of. And these tidings, these messages, made it all the way back to Jerusalem. And let's see what Jerusalem does about it. In the middle of verse 22 there it says, "And they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch." So they heard this reputation of something, and they had people say, "Well, there's a good message going out, and it's over there around Antioch right now." And so before we put our stamp of approval on this, let's send Barnabas over there and see what's going on. Let's make sure that we don't deceive others by saying that this is a good Christian thing. Let's go investigate what it is. And Barnabas was a good man to send, as we see in this next verse, verse 23. He says, "Who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord." See, Barnabas, he was a great man. He was full of faith. He was full of the Holy Ghost. If he exhorted somebody, that means he knew what he was talking about. And so Barnabas went and he applied what he knew from the Bible to what they were saying. And when it matched up, he said, "This is a good thing. Let's support it." And that's what we should do. We shouldn't just take somebody's word, and when they say this is a Christian thing, or that's a Christian message, or this is a good group to be around. We need to take our Bibles, open it up, knock the dust off the cover, and let's dig in and find out, is this really what we need to be to put in our support with? And you know, this church had sprung up because of the persecution of Stephen. So it wasn't a very old church. It hadn't been around very long. And Barnabas, since he came from the church of Jerusalem, he had been schooled a little bit. He had, you know, come to know these things about what was in the Old Testament. Once he saw that this was a good Christian thing, he threw his efforts behind it, and he helped support it. And he helped them with the knowledge that he had. So let's move on to the next verses here. Verse 25 says, "Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch.
Amen.
Christians. As you can see, that's where we come back to right there. These disciples in Antioch, that was where we first hear the word Christian. The good Dr. Luke puts that in here to let us know that as good as the church in Jerusalem was, as good as all those people were, there was something going on here, and these people were really trying to reach out and be the church, and they were trying to be like Christ. And everybody around them noticed it. And that's why they called them Christians here. So we see Paul and Barnabas, which it says Saul here, but you know that Paul, God gives him a new name so that he can minister to the Gentiles. And there really must have been a good thing going, because both these men left the cities they were in and stayed for a whole year in Antioch to build this church up and to continue to help them in sharing the Christian message. And I tell you, if we don't have the time at the moment, but I'll give you a glimpse at it. If you read over in the next couple of chapters, you'll see that this church in Antioch, they didn't just stop with learning about Jesus and his message. They just carried it on further. If you read the rest of chapter 11, it says that they send relief, or they send offerings and things to the Judean Christians. And then when we get over to chapter 13, this church in Antioch, they send out our first missionary, Paul and Barnabas. So not only did they want to learn about Jesus, they wanted to learn about the gospel and all of God's teaching, but they wanted others to hear about it, and they wanted to help out. And so they took what they knew, used it, and then passed it on, because that's how we share our gospel. Our pastor here, Brother Dwayne, he often says the gospel is shared in passing. And we don't want to hold it to ourselves, because every time we give it away, we get two parts back, I believe. You'll never give away more than what you have. So what is our message for looking at this passage of Scripture here? It is to hear about things, and if they're good things, if we think they may be Christian, let's investigate it. Let's get our word out. Let's find out what God says about it, what the Old Testament, what the New Testament, maybe what Paul and Jesus say about it, you know, because they're in the New Testament. And let's see, is this really a Christian message? And if it is, give them whatever support you can. Let's lift them up. It may be prayer. It may be time. It may be just word of mouth. But we support Christian things, but it's just too important at this point to be supporting other things with our efforts at this point. So let's always watch at what we call Christian, and watch our own name. If you go out and you're trying to do things, make sure what you're doing lines up with the Scriptures. When you go out to minister, Jesus didn't go out and bop people on the head with his Bible and say, well, you're going to come in here and you're going to like this, and if you don't, then I'm just going to kill you. I'm just going to write you off or something. He loved people, and when he loved people, he brought them in. So let's try to build up our own names, our church's names, to be a good reflection on Jesus Christ, not just for the fact to build our own name or the church up, but to build up Jesus, not to be a reproach to Jesus' name. Thank you, Brother Dwayne, and thank you, everybody, for letting me have just a few minutes of your time. Let Brother Dwayne say a few words here.
Thank you, AJ. I appreciate that message, and I know the truth of that message. What does it mean to be a Christian? What a great question that is. You know, 1 John chapter 4 tells us that do not believe every spirit, but to test the spirits, to determine if they are from God. And I think Brother AJ's message would be that we need to examine the names that people are giving to be sure that what they're saying about themselves is true. And then not only that, but to take a page from our own lives and to examine ourselves and make sure our testimony is consistent with what the definition of a Christian should be. I love that passage there in Acts chapter 11. It talks about the first place in the Bible that you hear people who are following Jesus called Christians. And what a wonderful, wonderful testimony it says to those folks. I'd like to pray with you now and remind you to come join us, you know, every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. for worship, and 7 p.m. for our weekly Bible study on Wednesdays. We'd love to have you there. If you would, just take a moment and close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come before you once again. Father, I pray that you might help all of us to examine ourselves and be able to test the spirits, Father, to make sure the name that others put forth line up consistently with what Jesus said. And not only that, Father, but more importantly, let our lives be a good definition of what a Christian is. Father, thank you for all the wonderful blessings that you bestow upon your people. And Lord, I pray that you might be with Hart County, the surrounding counties, Lord. Be with those churches, dear Father, that are attempting to reach out to our communities, Lord. And we pray that we might see every church revived and refreshed and energized, dear Lord, and to be taking upon themselves the great responsibility of spreading this gospel message. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings of life. We thank you, dear Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ that died upon a cross for our sins. We thank you for the blood that was shed that we might be made whole through Him. And it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. God bless you from Rallets Baptist Church.